This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Human composting will soon be a burial option for Coloradans. Governor Polis signed a law yesterday to allow the process that takes about a month to turn a body into soil. Supporters say it's cheaper than the average burial. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone says it's also better for the environment.
We're reducing the person into its basically elemental component parts, which mostly is carbon and water and a few other things. And it just gets incorporated into all the other organic material, and it's just a rich organic soil.
Titone says it could be at least a year before companies have the proper facilities to compost human bodies. The mass vaccination clinic at the Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo is closed today due to the weather. The site plans to reopen tomorrow, including walk-ups as well as scheduled appointments. Senator Michael Bennet and Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner are asking the White House to review the decision to move Space Command out of Colorado Springs. The senators want President Biden to make sure officials considered how it would affect intelligence capabilities and missions. Two other investigations are already underway looking into the criteria that the previous administration used to decide to move Space Command to Alabama. Tonight, Colorado Springs, Denver, and Pueblo, rain, snow, and fog in the forecast. Mostly clear for Grand Junction, snow likely in the mountains. This is CPR and KRCC.